AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. More storms may be ahead for flooded parts of Texas. Houston has gotten nearly a foot of rain in the past few days, flooding homes and roads. Emergency official Michael Walter told the Today Show.
The systems of bayous are doing a good job of draining, but at a certain point when you have this amount of rain in such a short amount of time, it's going to take us a while to fully drain the city.
The storms killed at least 17 people over the Memorial Day weekend in Texas and Oklahoma. 46 Texas counties have been declared disaster areas. Russia says it didn't do anything wrong. It's responding to word that Swiss prosecutors have opened a criminal investigation into the bidding for the 2018 World Cup game, which went to Russia, and the 2022 tournament, which went to Qatar. FIFA's Walter DiGregorio says those decisions will stand, but this, he says, is a chance for FIFA to clean up its act.
For us, for FIFA, this is good. This is good what happens. It confirms that we are on the right track. It hurts. It's not easy.
A separate criminal investigation involving soccer tournaments played here in the U.S. led to the arrests of seven soccer officials in Zurich, Switzerland. They are awaiting extradition to the U.S. Reaction from the Vatican to Ireland's first-in-the-world decision to legalize same-sex marriage in a national vote. The Vatican Secretary of State calls it a defeat for humanity. Across the Middle East, temperatures are soaring. Winds and sandstorms are driving people indoors. In Egypt's capital of Cairo, the thermometer hit 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Air traffic control at an airport in Egypt had to divert three flights that were coming in from Saudi Arabia. This is AP Radio News. Amtrak will install video cameras inside the cabs of its trains to see what the engineers are doing after a train derailed earlier this month in Philadelphia, killing eight people. Our Martin DeCaro says federal safety investigators have been calling for video cameras for years.
The National Transportation Safety Board's been recommending that the Federal Railroad Administration require passenger and freight train cabs to have audio recorders since the late 1990s. They revised that recommendation 5 years ago to include inward-facing sound and video recorders.
The graduating class at a New Hampshire high school is giving the $8,000 they raised for their class trip to the school's principal, who's been diagnosed with cancer. Courtney Vashaw is the principal of Profile Junior Senior High in Bethlehem. The class had planned to spend 4 days at a ranch in upstate New York until she told them she'd been diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.